We are ready.
Then I'll count us in. 5, 4, 3, 2, boom! Okay, hold it. I'm gonna call it right there.
What?
So you're listening to Flowing with Famous. This is your All Fresno podcast with me, Famous Whitewater, a.k.a. Joshua Teehee, or vice versa, I guess. And with me, as always, is Mike C. from the Dorktown Network of Podcasts.
Hello,
how are you?
I am super, super Fresno.
So I called us early on that intro because I...
What the hell, bro?
Well, so the other day I was in an email conversation with a listener. And he says...
We have those.
I know. Huh. No offense, but your theme song, it's like I hate it. I don't know if he said he hated it, but he's like, I just fast forward the theme song. I assume he means us singing the theme song. Because the theme song itself, here's the thing, I think people don't even know.
Yeah, that's the original.
Yeah.
That theme song is 10 years old.
So I sort of feel like, next episode. Maybe at the end of this episode, we just try it without,
Mm-hmm.
See, I mean,
okay.
The thing is,
I don't know how we did that like one episode and then it just never stopped.
It gives me such joy. It's the thing.
It's just so fun.
Yeah.
It probably takes away all our credibility immediately.
I think if other people, as a regular
respected podcast, Fresno people that know Fresno, are just right off the bat, we're just going, and they're like, well, I cannot take this seriously.
I really think that if, and maybe at some point, we can ask all of our audience. So I'm gonna have you play the clip and just have if everyone listening could just do it with us. I think they would understand the joy that we get out of it.
Yeah,
All right, so I'm gonna count us in again.
Wait, oh, okay.
5, 4, 3, 2. Hopefully, some people had some fun with that. Yeah, I don't know.
That was like I think Malcolm. Mike Souza, I think, put that together.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it was a Reed thing. I think it was Malcolm Souza.
Well, we stole
but then
it.
Reed did something. I think it's something. It's like a...
it's a remix.
A remix from something else.
Okay.
And then Reed remixed it with something else, with Wu-Tang or something. There's like a Wu-Tang connection. And I don't... Not being a Wu-Tang aficionado... Not, I don't know if that's from a Wu-Tang song, right. or if Reed mixed that with a Wu-Tang song or something. But I had thought Reed had told me one time that Malcolm did that.
Okay.
But I don't know. I may be mistaken.
Well, anyway, that's our theme song. We'll figure something out. I don't like the idea that there are people listening and just being turned off by our
You're like, I just gotta mute it for first minute.
Anyway, so we are here to talk about all things Fresno.
Yes.
Entertainment, some business type things, politics, pop culture. Hell, we may even talk about Clovis.
Yeah. Let's not get crazy.
Well, you know.
And so we missed our window week.
We did.
So we missed the update the Smart and Final.
Smart and Final.
We talked about it last episode.
Yeah, and we didn't actually miss anything because I think they didn't do anything until this week. They didn't do anything. And then this week, they didn't do anything again. essentially, Smart and Final decided that they didn't want to hassle with it. And so they are looking at a different area of Fresno now.
Yeah.
So, and the story the other day was really interesting because it was like, it's no big deal. Like, the whole thing was really less of a big deal, I think, than, you know, Clint Olivier maybe was making it.
Yeah.
You know, and still continues to make it, you know.
He did an op-ed and a B on it.
Right. And he you know, continues, like, in the story this week, he was out at the corner there.
At the site.
Cleaning garbage.
Weeding.
Which, to me, like, actually, I was... That's leadership I can get behind. You yeah. know, like a guy who will go out and clean up trash on the.
At least he's
you
doing
know.
Some
I mean,
work.
Yeah, to me, that's like, okay, I can get behind that. What I can't get behind is this whole thing of like, oh, this is such a missed opportunity, blah, blah, blah. Because maybe it is a missed opportunity, but it's also finally, for once, you know, the city of Fresno put its foot down and said, no.
Yeah.
We have a plan. We have rules set in place. You can either follow them or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you. And the company said, okay, we'll go to a different part
yeah.
of Fresno.
It was like, no big deal. We'll just find a different place.
Right.
In
and they
Central
didn't
Fresno.
Seem, no one seemed too upset about it. And to me, it was like, well, this is actually a fairly good outcome. I think, you know,
because
a
I think
better outcome would have
somebody
been,
will develop there.
Oh
some,
yeah,
some point,
yeah. And they'll do it in a way, in the way that the city general plan sets out.
And I don't. The developers are weird, and businesses are. I mean, I don't see how they think they'll lose so much by adhering to these new standards. Like
no.
their sales will be so diminished because.
Right.
The building looks better than it would have. They wanted than the cheaper version they wanted to
right.
do, the more vanilla plain version they wanted to do right.
or,
is somehow that much better
more,
for
more
them.
More parking lot makes it that much better for or yeah. whatever. Yeah. No, I think it's just you know they didn't
and they the
they
city
didn't do
the
work.
City basically I the city even negotiated them down to where. Like, the city wanted only one spot
there. Yeah, the city
there,
was working. I think
some,
the city was willing to work with them.
And,
so, yeah.
and then they wanted two, or
yeah.
and basically, they met in the middle on that. But then they still, developer yeah. still was like,
this is what we, not what we want.
Mm-hmm.
And my point is, this is how it should be going forward. You know, it should be, here are the rules, deal with it. If the developers don't want to, then they'll move on. Now, if at some point enough developers, you know, decide that they don't want to play with this, then it's time to come back to the board, you know, come back to the drawing board and say, well, maybe we're not doing this right because we can't get any developers in.
Right.
But until that point, we have to right now assume that this is the way it is moving forward. And I think it'll work, so.
Yeah,
kudos.
It's our new
involved.
I mean the first test.
Yeah.
And I think the city, I mean, I back the city. I mean, the city not bending
yeah.
and not just saying, "Ah, screw it. Just
yeah.
build how you want to build it."
And luckily, I mean, really in some ways the story in the B kind of pointed this out. I kind of feel like the city got lucky because in that Smart and Final decided they didn't want to do it. Because I think if Smart and Final had pushed it, they probably could have pushed it to the council, you know, to get a vote, like pushed it, you know,
yeah.
through the planning commission to the council. And if it got to the council, who the hell knows what would have happened.
And I guess, apparently if it had gotten to the council or it had enough votes.
Probably.
It would, if it had a certain percentage of votes, the mayor could not have done
right,
anything
right,
about it.
Right.
They would have just went through.
Yeah.
So, and it probably, you know,
so,
given the council's voting history,
right.
it's usually on the side of conservative voting. So, and I don't mean politically, just in general conservative, like,
side.
let's not stretch our legs at
right.
all. We're Fresno
right.
kind of voting.
Yeah. So, but that didn't happen. So that's good.
It'll be interesting to see if something happens in that corner. That,
yeah.
done right or the next development that comes
yeah,
up
yeah so
because yeah and the whole plan is for I don't know why I was gonna say Dorktown
no.
for Blackstone to have you know lofts or apartments and stuff
right.
and that kind of just to be to basically from here on from this day forward Blackstone is going to be done the way it should have been done
in the very beginning yeah.
So I mean definitely back that at
yeah.
least
sure.
And Blackstone, it's funny
I
how
live
Blackstone,
on Blackstone.
It's funny how Blackstone is officially
no.
reached. It cannot go any further.
Right.
It
yeah.
turns into Fryant.
Right.
So Like, Blackstone is done. Like, now we have this contained north and south end, and now we can work in that from downtown to River Park.
Yeah, good. That's a good point.
We have this contaminated street.
It is contaminated. Well, yeah. Only parts of it.
So that should be a big to me. Blackstone and. And nobody ever talks about this because I guess it's just one of those things we can't get around to, and it's partially there's only some partial responsibility Fresno has, but the 99 corridor to me is a huge deal that's never been tackled, and the 99 corridor goes through the worst areas of Fresno, basically. I mean, some of the worst, and so somebody this is our window for people traveling through.
Right.
And, you know, if you stop off...
We got Herndon.
Yeah, we got that development.
When it's not on fire.
Yeah, when it's not exploding, a huge ball of flame. Huge
ball of flame shooting everywhere.
Seen from miles around and melting things around. Right.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah. So, but...
Yeah. No, I agree.
That's something that needs to be worked on. And I think, you know,
I sort of feel like... if the high-speed rail ever gets off the ground and starts working in the way that it should, that'll change, you know?
Oh, well, so. Some of that, I guess, I've heard this from a couple of sources, is that they're going to move 99 at one section there, like around that shield section of 99, where the UP yard is.
Yes, yes.
All that stuff, they're going to be moving. 99 is going to actually move to the west.
Oh.
I believe it's to the west. And, I mean, that's going to be insane. And I think on the high-speed rail, Shaw is going to be an overpass,
Okay.
And I don't know if it's the high-speed rail is going to be an overpass or Shaw is going to be the overpass. But eventually, you won't have to deal with a railroad track there.
That'll be cool.
I'm thinking probably Shaw would be the overpass.
Shaw would overpass it, Well, we'll see.
High speed rail is going to get crazy. I think once it's going to start getting crazy.
In a good way?
And I think eventually in a good way. It's going to be some growing pains with it. Right. With so much construction going on. You're not going to want to try and cross the tracks.
Oh, right.
I'm thinking.
Anytime ever.
Yeah. Ever.
Yeah. Well, so that was our... that's a little bit of political.
Oh, politics.
Political.
Oh, politics.
Yeah.
Some other changing landscape. The Mariposa.
Oh.
Mariposa.
Plaza.
Plaza's got some money, some cash.
Yeah.
What? So the Mariposa Plaza is getting some grant money.
Grant money.
And then Fresno's matching it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somehow.
It got grant money from I think Irvine Foundation. Is that correct?
Yeah, something like that. I think they're getting $150,000 and then we're matching the $100,000. So
people, not the city. I don't know if it's a city. I think it's city and others. Because I think Creative Fresno actually matched.
I know those
guys. Yeah, some funds. For some of the things. And the idea is that it would recreate Mariposa Plaza, and that's right there in the middle of the Fulton Street / mall where the clock tower is. And it will re-envision that to be a more, I don't know, usable art space, I think, is the idea.
So. Yeah, I think they're looking for suggestions for it. So if you want to suggest some things... But what I don't understand is I don't know that how they can really plan much until they're done with the tearing out the mall.
Yeah, I really don't know what
allegedly they're doing.
Yeah, I think that they'll be happening kind of at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know. I don't know a lot about
it. I don't know what to do with that. What would you suggest to do with that space that's there, you know, not there?
Well, I think they're reconfiguring. 'Cause
you're hanging out there today. So.
I think they're reconfiguring
the stage?
The staging, you know, the free speech area. And I think that they're adding sort of like interactive art for people, you know, some new kind of stuff. You know, I'm not 100% sure what they kind of have in place or plan for it, but I, you know, it's definitely a centralized kind of location and for downtown. So excuse me. I think it'll be really interesting. On the Fulton Ball front, I had was supposed to let you know because Hillary made me
Hills Bills.
So you know there hasn't been a little. There hasn't been a lot of movement on the mall front lately. I guess they're trying to figure out what to do with the basements of some of the buildings there on the mall.
Or they think they'll get disturbed by the...
I mean, I guess I don't really understand exactly, you know, what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, obviously when there was a road there, then they, you know...
They were there when the road was there before.
But I guess maybe if they're digging stuff up...
Yeah, and, if you're tearing and you, everything out,
right, and you gotta
definitely going to...
replace, you know, piping and different things. So
I wonder if... you got to... got to make sure all those basements are structurally sound to handle that.
Yeah,
I didn't think about that. Yeah, yeah. That's their problem.
Yeah,
you
right.
Tear the mall people out. That's your problem. That's Figure it out.
Figure it out, guys.
I wonder if you'll go over budget. Or if there'll be delays. Gee, I don't know.
Yeah. And so I don't know that, but that's what's happening now. So I think that's what we're trying to figure out.
Yeah, that's something I hadn't thought about.
Yeah. Okay, what else? What else has happened in Mariposa Plaza? Go there.
Enjoy it now if you like it the way it is now.
No, I mean, it won't be. It'll be better. Whatever
opposed to that at all. Yeah. I'm just wondering, I'm just saying that I don't think they can really do much until
they figure out
the mall.
I mean, I think they probably have an idea of where the street would run, and so they can kind of build.
Yeah.
You know, accordingly. I don't know. I mean, maybe they'll do something that would be on the you know...
downtown ice rink. They won't have the downtown ice rink anymore.
Oh, no!
The street.
They'll figure it out. They're very smart.
You downtown ice rink, pro downtown ice rink people.
They'll block off the street for a month. Who cares?
But all the businesses. They need the cars in front.
You know what? Don't get... You're thinking too much about this. Mike, quit thinking about it too much.
All right.
There are answers.
I've never been accused of that.
There are answers, okay?
Whatever, bro.
I really don't know.
Do you even mall, bro?
Do you even mall? I do not. Yes, I do mall. So I was telling you this story that I was on the mall. I was enjoying cart hop, and I'm sitting on, I guess, what is that, the north side of the mall. And I'm looking at the beautiful, I don't know, The Visit, I think is the name of the
art piece
sculpture. And right in front of me, there's this nice, beautiful redwood tree, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it, and it's like, man, this is like a garden here, a park here in the middle of the city. And then it struck me that, oh, man, yeah, that tree will not be... there when the road
pull that out,
and it I was like wow, and it kind of bummed me out a little bit. And I remembered I did a review of the catacomb party, and someone I was like, you know, tell me what you thought, and everyone, and you know, people were leaving their reviews, and one person said, oh, I really loved the shade all that was everywhere.
Yeah.
It's too bad that's going to be gone when they make it a road, right? And at the time, I was like, come on. What an asshole. Like, that's a, you know, like, that's
what?
A...
What? You thought that?
Well, yes, because, like, I wasn't asking... Don't make it political. I'm asking you about...
He was trying to take it another direction. Talking about catacomb party,
right,
not
he was trying
mall.
To hijack the post and blah, blah. So I was like, what an asshole. And then when it hit me and I saw it, I was like... Oh man, that guy was right. And so that day, Mark Stanchoff—I always get his name wrong.
Sorry,
but,
Mark.
With the city, he tweeted he was sitting outside of Peeves, and he was like, "I'm sitting outside of Peeves, and I'm just imagining what this place will look like once, how vibrant and awesome it'll be, whatever, once it has a street." And I almost tweeted him back and said, "I'm sitting out here and thinking." Oh man, how it's gonna suck when you tear out all these trees, you know?
Yep, it's gonna be hot and bright.
And so it really made me kind of sad because it's like, I understand, and I am so torn because I don't think that in the current the current way that the city is moving and the way that the city operates and the way that the Fresno people in Fresno are, I don't think the mall can ever live up to its potential the way it is. I think that a street is a good... I think there's a lot that can be done with a street.
Yeah.
That said, there are going to be some sacrifices. So,
the world is gray, man. A lot of gray area.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate it.
Damn, gray world.
I want blacks and whites. So, anyway, there it is.
Fulton Mall. The world is gray.
We talked about the Fulton Mall.
Oh, another thing we like talking about, but we haven't talked about much lately, bikes. Now, Fresno's terrible bike city.
Oh, so the study,
I saw this post by Joshua T.
Yeah.
At the Fresno Beehive. Where they did a ranking of top 50 cities by their bike ranking. We ranked 43rd. Which is a bad ranking.
43rd out of 52, I think is what it was.
There you go.
Yeah, we were in the lower 10. We suck. So it was based on...
And we have a good weather biking city and we're that low.
It was based on biking per capita. Infrastructure money, so money, federal dollars spent on bike infrastructure, and that they like averaged it over the last 4 years, and fatalities per capita averaged over the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we surprisingly did not rank well.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
And
you know,
well,
like those,
you said that 1.43 federal tax dollars. Does that mean per person $1.43 per person?
Per,
is that what that meant? Or
I believe so. It wasn't 100% clear, but I think that's it. $1.43 per.
Over four years.
Over 4 years, federal tax dollars spent. So not a whole. And I mean, okay. So part of this
not much.
Is, part of it is, you know, I think if this had been like 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, if this had been the same study, it would be different because we had at one time were really building ourselves. We had a bike master plan. There was a lot of stuff, and that sort of died down over the years.
There was a guy kind of running that, and he left.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
and we had all this energy kind of sucked out. Yeah. I don't really see iBike. I know they're still doing stuff, but I don't see iBike Fresno doing a whole lot publicly. Now,
yeah, they do just, a lot.
There's like and a lot of energy.
They'll ramp it up in May, I think, right now, you know. I mean, I think a lot of the bike culture is happening like underground. I mean, there's the pedal junkies.
Yeah, you did a story on the bike polo
and stuff, and I think those guys are great. I think if you're looped into any of the bicycle stores, I mean, I think that Sunnyside Bicycles out in Sunnyside. I think they have, you know, I think they have a core group of people that they're connected to. I think that Fulton Cycle Works downtown has, you know, people there. And so,
Stevens.
I mean, I think that there's definitely groups, but just as a general rule, I mean, it's, you know, right around. The other day, I was riding down Divisadero. At the end of Divisadero, it kind of turns into... crosses over Blackstone, it goes down to the community hospital. And as you get down there, you know, the road narrows, but there's a bike lane, right? And so I'm in the bike lane, and this lady who's riding kind of next to me, I don't know why, I must have been too close or something, and she says, "Get the fuck off the road!" And I looked at her like, what? I'm in the bike. There's a lane for me.
I'm in my lane.
What do you take? Get off the road. Like, I was so mad. And that's, I think, what we have to deal with all the time, you know?
That's just crazy.
So, like,
trips me out when I hear that kind of stuff, yeah. You know?
And that happens all the time.
Not pissed to the point of, like, I say something to him, but I'm pissed at bikers that are going the wrong way.
I hate it. Or riding
on the sidewalk the wrong way and... That's just like, you're making us look bad,
asshole.
You're the guys that people instantly like, oh, they don't know how to ride. They ride the wrong way. Right. I was like, well, those are just idiots.
Well, and I mean, I think that's the big thing. It's like, you know, Fresno is definitely not, as this study pointed out, a bike friendly place.
We're not bike educated, right?
Right, but I think that those are the things that could help. You know,
I've seen even towns
more people get educated.
I want to say Sacramento, but I don't know which town it was. But they have signs that are for the bikers, like road signs, like this is the wrong, you're riding the wrong way, kind of stuff.
That'd be great. And I'd love to see it because it makes me mad. And I guess I should, as a bicyclist, say something to people. But yeah. So
we've got to fire ourselves back up, city wise.
Yeah,
we've become complacent.
I'm out there. I'm out there biking all the time.
So. Mm-hmm. I was actually biking the other day, I have not been doing enough
on fruit. Oh, because,
fruit's too scary, man. Yeah,
don't run on fruit or on Shaw.
Nope, don't do on Shaw. Yeah, or on Herndon. The other day I saw, today coming home I saw a guy on Herndon.
Oh my Am God. I,
there's no I room did. For a bike on Herndon.
I never do.
If you, there's a bike, not necessarily a specific bike, but on the north side of Herndon,
okay,
you can ride a path from Blackstone all the way out to almost 99.
Oh, okay.
It turns into dirt at some point there by the Darrell's Mini Storage.
Yeah.
But there's on the north side, you can ride on the sidewalk path. It's like more of a kind of a multi-use.
Right, yeah.
It's not specifically just sidewalk. It's bikes and sidewalk.
Okay.
So it's really a trail.
Yeah.
Like an unofficial trail all the way from Blackstone to past Milburn. So, but that's on the north side. Right. On the south side, there's not much of anything except for like a little section there around Valentine.
I wouldn't do it.
Ride on that path.
Yeah.
It's there.
I mean, I wouldn't even.
Don't ride on Herndon. You're crazy.
I've had to ride on Shaw a couple times. It's just.
Yeah, I don't see bikers on Shaw. So,
nope.
Yeah.
Nope. It's because they die.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right.
Palm's a pretty big, widely used biking.
Palm is great.
Street.
It has lots of bike lanes, and even when it's not, it's real wide. And so I ran down Palm.
I see a lot of the road bikers with road
spandex
seats and spandex guys.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do that. I don't think I can do the spandex thing.
I bet you could.
Maybe. I guess if I had to, but I don't know. I think Nick pulls it off.
Oh, yeah, I saw him the other day.
So I guess I could do it.
Yeah. I'm going to try it.
Have you ever done the spandex thing?
No.
You're too punk rock.
No. Yeah. I just, every pair of pants I buy now is like, are these bike to work pants, bike commuter jeans? That's what I want.
Are they have those?
Oh, yeah.
Like they're specifically called commuter jeans?
Yeah.
Oh.
Levi's makes a pair, several styles now. They used to just make like skinny jeans for the hipsters, I think, but now they have a bunch of different kinds. And then there's a bunch of different companies that make them, jeans specifically. Although a lot of people are doing like the bike to work, so they'll be like more
like pants,
like trousers or whatever. Yeah. So
trousers,
but all right.
Well, I think it's time for a band of the episode.
Band of the, there's no song for that. I've tried to sing like this.
Band of the episode.
Did we come to a consensus about this? Oh, we did.
The fuzz is here.
Richfield. Oh, this is great. And the reason
talented group of dudes.
Yeah, we're playing them because I don't think we mentioned this already. It's rodeo weekend.
Rodeo weekend,
which is not a Fresno thing, but it's Clovis, and it's big enough that it probably is a Fresno.
Oh, that place where hipsters hang out.
Yeah, Clovis. Yeah,
hipster town.
Hipsters love the rodeo.
They love downtown. They love the rodeo. Yeah. Being ironic, you're out there, huh?
I was out there, not ironically,
in an unironic fashion.
Yeah. For work, and I got to. Talk to this, he was a barrel man, which is like just, it's the rodeo, the rodeo clown, you know?
A clown.
And super nicest guy in the world, you
Does
know?
He, is he like travel?
That's his job, yeah. Okay. He just like 45 weeks a year, he's like at a different rodeo. He just goes
it's like
rodeo.
Like the circus where you just
rodeo,
going around
rodeo,
the
yeah.
different towns.
So he gave me a little like backstage kind of deal. It was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. made me.
Did you get out there and get where Bull was out there?
No. Are you kidding me?
Oh.
Are you kidding me? I was afraid. So we're walking through, and, you know, everyone's kind of set up already. So there's lots of cowboys there and horses and whatever. And so every time we would get anywhere close to a horse, I would, like, take four steps back, like, from the, you know. And so then at one point we stop, and he's like, yeah, so, you know, never walk behind a horse that you don't know. And I was like, yeah, I figured that
that
out.
One,
like,
I know.
You know, anytime I got close, I was like, that horse is close enough to kick me, so I'm going to step
over
here.
I'm going to go over here.
So, no, I did not get to get out and do any of that, but it was fun. It was fun. Anyway, Richfield is playing at the rodeo. I guess they're having local bands play before each of the rodeo events. And so
that's cool.
Yeah, on Friday, Richfield is playing, or by the time people are hearing this, they will have already played. So, and I think they're just a great band. This is, you know, as country music goes, they're like, I think they're a little bit of like that Americana like alternative kind of country. You know, they're not just, they're definitely not the pop stuff that you're going to hear on the radio or whatever. So let's give it a go.
Baby, I might be in California, but I can't hear the waves on the beach. Wearing dust from pickup trucks, cause it's a long and winding road. And maybe I might be in California, but I can't hear the waves on the beach. Wearing dust from pickup trucks, cause it's a long and winding road. Lost and then your soul, but she's a one I'm told. Maybe I might be in California. Darling, I might dream of Carolina, but somewhere I might find myself a name. Like a fool for everyone. You lost and then you won, but she's a wild one, my son. And maybe I might be in California, but on my way it has been found. California.
Richfield. So
Richfield.
Yeah. Long time Fresno Urban Sound Experience guys.
Sometimes
they've done really a lot for us and the festival. So
yeah, they've done great and helped us out with that laying the fuse a couple times.
So there it is.
There it is.
Check them out. I'm sure they have Richfield Music or something. They're on Facebook. So
yeah. I like we had talked about the Grizzlies, opening and stuff, and you'd predicted that they will have better attendances here.
Yes.
Well, they started out the first couple weeks. They are the number one. Fresno is the number one attendance in PCL.
Get out of here. Better than Sacramento.
You mean Wacramento?
I do mean Wacramento.
Yeah, what's this new thing that Grizzlies are doing that their 99 rivals, Sacramento?
So the Giants are now in the affiliate is now in Sacramento. We were Cats.
Our old affiliate. We didn't want them anymore.
We didn't want them.
Tell them to get the fuck
get out of here, Giants. Fuck you guys. Yeah. Suck. So, I don't know, for a couple of months now, the Grizzlies have sort of recaptured the Sacramento River Cats like logo, and they re-sort of created it to say Wacramento,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, it has this little River Cat where they put Grumpy Cat instead of the River Cat, and so Wacramento, and it was like hashtag Wacramento, and so they put it everywhere, hashtag Wacramento. Well, a couple months ago, I was at the Grizzlies, and Sam Hansen, who's their like marketing guy, he was telling me that they were going to put a billboard up in Sacramento
because
the company they have here owed him a billboard or something, mm-hmm. and they were like, "We'll put whatever you want, just let us know." And he was like, "Well, do you have a billboard in Sacramento?"
Uh-huh.
They're like, "Yeah," and so he's like, "I'm going to put a Wacramento." So he put this billboard. It says Wacramento. And then it has, you know, Gralifornia or whatever. And then it says, like, see you on the field or whatever, you know. Yeah. And it's up there in
Sacramento.
In Sacramento. And, you know, the local news there in Sacramento totally just, they bought into it just like, and they did this whole, couple minute segment about how, you know, the Grizzlies did this. And they were like, you know, is it a Fresno fail? Does anyone care? You know, and the whole idea being like, you know, we're trying to start this rivalry, but does anyone really care?
Uh-huh.
And so they caught these people, and you know, everyone looked at it and they were like, "Ah, that's pretty funny," you know. Like, and so,
yeah.
And it was just, and on Twitter, you know, someone was like, "Yeah, even their newscasters sound whack," you know. And it really was. It was just like this really like terrible like trying to make news story where there really probably wasn't a news story, whatever, but exactly what the Grizzlies wanted, you know, is like people talking about this rivalry. I mean, because look, it's so stupid, Wacramento with the Grumpy Cat, but it's also genius.
Yep.
And just really, you know, out there to do it and just be like, we don't care, we're gonna put a billboard out there.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Great marketing.
Yeah. So it's out there if you're in Sacramento,
especially with. I mean, they were rival. Sacramento is always a rival,
sure,
because
they're
always the best before, because they're the A's affiliate and they would always win and kick our ass. And now that they've got the Giants,
are you saying that as an A's fan or as a
both?
Okay,
but now that they have the Giants, which are terrible, the Triple A team. But there's still that rivalry of that Sacramento,
and then now
it's got the extraness. Extra rivalry of them bailing on Fresno.
Right.
So now it's like even more fun.
So right.
I'd definitely be watching this season and seeing how they do and the attendance and everything.
Right. I think, attendance, I was very surprised. You know, that first game they had like 12,000 people or something.
Yeah,
so
the whole weekend was a big weekend.
Yeah, really good for them.
Good for them. Good for your fellow, well, I guess not really coworker anymore.
Oh,
your former coworker won a major thing.
Right.
Thingamajig.
So this has happened before, I think. Fresno B employee, former Fresno B employee, Dan Amarco, left the B Went to work for the Los Angeles Times.
Yep.
And won a Pulitzer.
Yeah, boom. What did she win Pulitzer on?
I believe it was coverage of the water crisis.
Water crisis.
Although, man, I should have paid a little more attention.
Yeah, really, dude.
But it's cool. You know, it's really nice because, so A, she still lives in Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
In the Tower District and reports out, you know, she reports about
the valley basically for LA,
Los Angeles LA Times. So that's really cool. And, you know, she was at the B.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, man. There was a moment in time. I wasn't actually, I mean, I was working at the B, but not in the position that I'm at now. When the B was like, we just had these people there that were, I mean, it was just ridiculous the amount of talent that we had there, and we still have talent there, but a different, you know.
Yeah,
I wouldn't put myself anywhere near like the you know, talent of these.
There's a lot of people out there. I know you got two Yahoo Sports guys, obviously Mike Oz and Warshawski.
Yeah,
is there too? Yeah. I believe. And then
John Scalzi is think that's his name. He used to be there. He's now a sci-fi science fiction writer.
Oh, okay.
He's huge.
I didn't know that one.
Oh yeah, won a bunch.
The guy that's basically the college basketball guru all in the country that works for ESPN now.
Right.
Is it Andy Katz?
Andy Katz.
He started at the B. Yep. There's just, I don't know, man.
There's a ton of them. It's great. Someday, I was going to say something about myself, but...
Someday, yeah. you're set. You're there.
Yeah. Yes, I am there. I think, you know, I like the Diana Markham story because I think it's real interesting, you know, that she left the B during, like, the you know, moment when we were doing buyouts, when we were doing layoffs, when we were doing all these things.
Yeah.
And she, you know, I don't know whether she saw the writing on the wall or whether she just determined whatever, but she took it as an opportunity and really, you know, made something from it. So congratulations, you know. And congratulations to Fresno, because it's still, you know, even if she's writing for the Los Angeles Times, she's still... of Fresno, and she's living here, writing stories about Fresno, stories that probably wouldn't get covered otherwise. So, yeah.
Yay!
Fresno.
She's on Twitter. Oh, what is it? Diana Markham. Find her on Twitter.
Yeah.
Some radio. We always like to talk radio.
Oh, man.
I'm finally sick of 105.5.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the other day I had it on, and then I kept hearing like the same stuff, and I'm like, "All right, I need a break from 105.5."
But that's how long? How long?
Yeah, it was like a month, yeah, whatever
that's
it was.
Pretty good. That's better than most stations.
Yeah,
most stations get what half a day, maybe. Yeah, if they're lucky. So,
or you're sick of it.
Yeah, that's great.
It's a pretty good run, but I mean, it's there. It's just nice that it's there now.
Right.
And then Pat Hill is going to be on 940 this year during football season.
You think he's going to talk mad crap, mad shit on the...
Nah. He's not that kind of guy, I don't think.
He's not going to be like... he's going to be like double-questioning all that.
I think he's...
Why would he?
Yeah,
if I were the like, coach.
I heard him... He's done a couple things for ESPN, football games. And he's pretty mellow. He's more mellow than you think he is. You know, the idea of him,
right?
He's like much more mellow. One of my best friends is, I think his mom is friends with them.
Oh, okay,
friends with their friends,
them,
some mutual friends, them. And my friend hung out with them on the coast like this week. Had this weekend at their stayed at their house they're staying in or something like that, and just he hung out with them. He was like a huge Fresno State fan too. And very, very familiar with Pat Hill before this and all this stuff. So, and he's just saying, like, you know, you trip out. Like, Pat is just like the mellowest guy, just like totally laid back. Yeah. And like, you think of him as like this hard nosed, like a very like standoffish, kind of gruffy kind of guy. And he's just, I guess, not totally not like that in the real world. But I think he'll do fine.
You think, and it's the Fu Manchu that does it.
Yeah,
it's that's why you think Fu Manchu.
Well, he's trimmed it down. So
oh, see, that's why. That's, he's just chilling. He's like, you know, I was done with.
I
the
only
game.
Do this for football.
Right, he'll grow it back if he ever gets back into the game. So,
have you been listening to KMJ? Let's get a KMJ update.
Oh, man,
are you on or off on KMJ right now?
On, I suppose.
Oh, you
but there's days, you know. I just can't. I can't. You know.
I can't even.
Ray. Yeah. it's normally Ray. You know, Chris Daniel, I love. I think he does a really good job. Sometimes, what are the morning John and
Broski and somebody else now?
Muson.
Jin Lip moved on.
You know,
moved away.
Yeah, I don't know. The other day, Ray is talking about. Obamacare.
Obamacare!
And, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I understand he's doing his job to make for good radio, but I don't know. He was actually talking about bikes the other day, because I guess there was a bicycle helmet law that
talking
was...
talking about bikes.
That he rides. He rides.
What?
Oh, yeah. A cruiser.
Is he in the 1% that ride to work?
No, I doubt that. But so he rides, you know. And so there was a proposed mandatory helmet law for everyone over 18. That you would have to wear a helmet, which, you know, he was against because you better not tell me how
don't
to wear
tell me what to do
a helmet. You know, I was against it. Mostly because, you know, it's a $25 fine, and who are the people that are going to get hit hardest with those fines?
Yeah.
Are the people who can't afford helmets,
right.
Who can't afford fines. So
can't
why,
afford to have a car, so they
right,
have a bike.
Right, yeah.
Kind of thing.
And, you know, everyone should wear helmets, yes. I mean, I think mm-hmm. everyone should wear a helmet, but, you know, we don't need to make a law about it. Let's spend that money.
You're only hurting yourself. So
let's spend that money and just do some education and, you know, make people understand why they need to wear helmets and that sort of thing. Anyway, so, I don't know. And I felt it was funny because, you know, he was talking about how he rides and blah, 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 and trying to make himself seem like he was a bike. But then, like, everything that he was saying was just like, dude, you don't even understand.
This does not sound like a biker.
Yeah. Yeah,
the guy at bikes. He does have a motorcycle, but
yeah, maybe he was talking about him. No, yeah, he was talking about a bicycle, but I don't know. So yeah, it's a day to day love hate with KMJ. It's a day to day thing.
Back in my day, we used to use jackrabbits to get around town.
I don't even know what.
You never rode a jackrabbit, you young whippersnapper friends.
It's over.
I used to ride a jackrabbit from Herndon out to Shields. That was a 2-day ride.
On a jackrabbit.
Yeah. Back in my day, Pinedale was a colony of leprechauns. You know that, did you? They don't touch you that in the Fresno history books.
I did not know about that.
Nope.
Old man Fresno.
You didn't know. Fresno's first mayor, Mayor McShieldsy Clintonstone, he had the first horse in the country with herpes. First horse with herpes in Fresno.
I was looking. I feel like you were maybe looking at your notes and no. You needed to know. Clinton, what was it? I don't know. Whatever.
McKinley McClintingstone. Fresno's first mayor.
Oh, man. That was not Fresno's first mayor, but...
One day, Abby Blackstone showed me her underbritches at the Zapp's Park Lake. I still think about that one.
Now that I can believe. all right. What else?
I think it's time...
That's it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we did a lot.
That's enough.
And then old man Fresno came in and ruined it for everyone.
He ruined it.
At this point,
the whole episode.
We need
all credibility gone.
All right, so we will plug it up.
Plug it up. Can we still do that? Did the emailer complain about that? Can we still go plug it up?
Yeah, I think we can.
Yeah.
All right, so you start.
Ooh. I will start by saying, if you enjoy this podcast, maybe you'll enjoy other podcasts that are related.
You will not. I'm just kidding. Yes,
like
you will.
Dorktown. With producer Becky and Bells. We have fun talking about stuff and drinking beer.
Or game. You play the or game.
Yeah, we play a lot of game-related things. And then if you like drinking,
Perfect Pour.
The Perfect Pour. We talk about a lot of local craft beer stuff and then national craft beer nerd stuff. And then drink a lot of craft beer.
Yeah.
Lots of beer drinking on that show. That's what I hear.
I like gold.
I like gold. And
you gotta listen to the show to figure out what, the,
figure
heck
out what the hell that is. And then get off my podcast. Harrison Ford podcast. Follow Harrison Ford's career in chronological order. Just did a special break-in episode of the Star Wars trailer.
Yeah.
The trailer for
Force
Awakens.
Let's talk about it. We're gonna talk about it because it's big enough that this is Fresno. It's everywhere.
It's just so big. It's affecting even Fresno.
Yeah, what do you think about it?
The trailer?
Yeah.
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah. Great trailer. We end it with Han Solo and Chewbacca.
All right, here's the thing. Okay, look.
Genius voiceover with
Han
Luke.
Han Solo is obviously old.
Yeah.
Chewbacca looks exactly the same. Come on!
He
doesn't age?
Wookiees have a 400-year lifespan. Yeah. So he's
fair enough.
So
right.
And Chewie was 200 during the original trilogy. So he's only 30 years. So he's like 230 years old. So he's a middle aged dude. All
right.
Middle aged Wookiee.
To me when I saw that, I was like, well, Wookiee, the Wookiee hasn't changed at all. Harrison Ford is old as fuck.
He's old. He's old dude.
So anyway, okay.
Still pulls it off.
We'll see. No, but it definitely looked good. I was like, so many people, I think, peed themselves a little when they watched that, you know?
Yeah.
It was like that day.
He cried like Matthew McConaughey.
The world was like, oh my God! Yes. Yeah.
Did you see that with Matthew McConaughey, the trailer McConaughey crying? It's awesome.
Yeah. Anyway.
What are you up to?
I ain't got nothing. No, I will plug my day job at the Fresno Bee in Fresno Bee Hive. Go there, especially if you're into you want to know about music happenings in town, events and things. I have my Band Geek post every week where I give you everything that's happening. So if you want to know,
hey, local music, go see it.
Who's playing at Strummer's?
Who might you see at Fuse Fest this year? Probably somebody playing in Audie's,
right.
Strummer's, Film 55.
You know, you don't want to go around and go to each of those individual pages and like, oh, blah, blah, blah. You go to Fresno Beehive. I do all the work for you.
You do it all. That's what Band Geek's all about.
Band Geek, yeah.
You just go, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it's so
rough. We did it. Becky and I did it the other, last weekend. Like,
oh, no.
We had a night. And with a babysitter, and she was like,
"What are we gonna
what do? Shows are on?" And I was like, "I don't know anymore. You're no good anymore. You don't do the since you've done something in Fresno, you're no good to me."
Right.
I was like, "Well, let's check Band Geek. Yeah, let's check Band Geek."
And then
Josh's Band Geek. Yeah, we didn't go to any shows. There wasn't one for me us that night, but it's there.
Right.
All you could know.
I'll plug
it. It is a great tool.
And then my band, It'll Grow Back. We have a show. We have some shows coming up. We have a show this weekend that you won't see because you won't hear this in time.
But
we have some other stuff coming up. We just got finished.
What's the show this weekend? Just for my personal
CYC.
Enjoyment.
CYC.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah, with a band from skate punk band from San Francisco.
That's real. You know, you are a serious music aficionado when you go to CYC.
Oh, yeah. And the band is actually, I believe they are like actually from San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Instead of being transplants.
Right. Well, and a lot of times it's like people are like, oh, we're from San Francisco, but they're really from like Oakland or, you know, some little other, you know.
Or the Stone Foxes from Fresno area. Say they're from San Francisco.
Yeah, but I think they might be from San Francisco as well. But they are. They, you know, we're from the foothills, so So yeah, that's it. That's, you know, it'll go back. You can find us everywhere on the Facebooks and internets and things.
Real so. Punk.
Yeah, it's punk, you know. I go,
You nailed it.
Well, you know, I have had a little experience.
Sound like Josh T.
Yeah.
And follow us on Twitter.
Twitter.
Perfect. Or, God dang it.
Perfect.
Flowing with
no,
Pod.
No, just go ahead and follow.
No, screw that. Screw them. Flowing with Pod.
Flowing with Pod.
And there.
And, you know, if you are on Twitter and you want to, like, message us and stuff, mm-hmm. that'd be great. Because then.
Flowing Pod or The Fresnan yeah. or Josh.
Yeah, you could send me emails at my work. So, which would be nice. always interested to hear from yeah. listeners.
You got everyone. You have a task now. From now until the next episode, we need to hear feedback on right. whether we should stop doing that.
Right. Oh, speaking of, as we leave, then this time we'll do it without the. I'll just count it in. Or we? I don't even need to do that. I just do a little rapid thing.
Yeah.
When here,
I'll watch your finger.
And then you'll just play it.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
We could just do that. this was a fun one.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Perfect Poor episode reboot something something.
That's it.
Boom. Oh, that's it.